It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
All right, welcome in everybody to another edition of SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources here on the Sports Talk Media Network. Great to have Major Billy Downer back with us once again. Always great to have the Major with us. He has a special guest. And considering the conversation of the week, Major, where we've been talking about offensive coordinators in football, you have as a special guest a coordinator within your department there at the Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, I do, Phil. It is great to join you tonight on a nice, cool evening. Before we get started, just for all the deer hunters out there, this is going to be a really good weekend because it's the first weekend week ending. It's going to be in the 40s across the Midlands here in South Carolina, so probably going to get deer up and moving. I know that along with others, we have seen a lot of deer movement in the last couple of days and expect a lot this weekend. So if you're a deer hunter, this is the weekend to go out. It's not necessarily the rut, but it's definitely the pre-rut. Bucks are moving around. It would be a good time to go sit early one morning or late one evening. So get out there in the great outdoors of South Carolina and try to hunt a deer. Next few days might be successful.
Very good. Our phone number, if you have a question or comment about what the Major is going to be talking about, our phone number, 888-898-2525, 888-898-2525. You prefer to send a text message, we'll get that to the Major as well. That text message line, 803-900-4847, 803-900-4847. Major, we have your guest standing by.
Absolutely. So we do have with us tonight Emily Kearse. She is our permitting biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, and she is also in charge of our program where we have lottery hunts. So she is the voice you hear if you call in about lottery hunts. And tonight I've invited her on to talk about the lottery hunt process. Today is a special day for a lot of waterfowlers in South Carolina. So this is a day that they have released the waterfowl lottery hunt results. There's a lot of broken hearts out there, a lot of happy people. And Emily has to talk to all of those, from the people that are happy to the people that are not quite so happy. Emily, thanks for joining us tonight. I promised I'd make this easy on you. First of all, Phil, she is a Clemson graduate.
Okay.
Not that that means anything this year with the football season, but we won't talk about that tonight. Emily, when did you finish Clemson?
I graduated in 2014. I'm getting old. I'm getting up there.
You know, yes. Major, I would expect everybody in your department who has anything to do with the great outdoors went to Clemson. That would just be my guess.
There are a lot of them, that's for sure. And Emily is married to a very good friend of mine, one of my best friend's sons. So she bears the last name of Kearse. So those that might remember old Linwood Kearse from Lake Murray, she is Linwood's daughter-in-law. So I am pleased to have Emily Kearse on the show tonight. Emily, today was the day we released our waterfowl lottery results. I know a lot of work goes into that for you, and I know you get very tired over the last few weeks with all the questions and the phone calls. But tonight, what I wanted to talk about a little bit is explain the process for folks who may not know about it. And one of the things I like to do on the show is tell people, hey, if you like waterfowl hunting, there is no better opportunity that you have in this state than on our lottery hunts from the mountains to the sea, all the way on the coast, at the Cape, down to Bear Island, in the Midlands here in Broad River, Watery, all the way up to Fance Grove in Clemson. There's a lot of areas you can put in for the state waterfowl draw, and there's some really quality hunts. And on the coast at the Cape, you're getting to hunt some of the finest waterfowling on the East Coast in the United States. And we are very blessed to have gotten that back in the 80s when it was given over to the state for management and finally turned over for public hunts. Our public lottery hunt for waterfowl is done by a point system, and you have to put in for these points You put in for the hunts every year. You can either choose to get points or just put in for the points, or you can choose to try to get drawn. Typically, over the years, it's taken about 3 years to get to where you could get drawn. And that was back in the day we had 3,000 people putting in. Emily, today, how many people put in for our state waterfowl hunts?
We were just shy of 6,000 for this year's draw. So definitely had increases every year, but definitely a lot more than 5-10 years ago.
All right. So if there's a way to describe how the lottery system works, how does it choose a person?
Sure. One thing I just wanted to talk about, like for our lottery hunts, for waterfowl, you could have up to, you know, 4 individuals on application, you know, make up a hunt party. One of the biggest mistakes is, let's say us 3 ply together. You have 4 points. The other gentleman has 4 and I have 0.
Phil, you're on a duck hunt now. Isn't that fun?
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm loving it.
Phil, 4 points and y'all want to add me cause I'm an awesome shot, but I have 0 points. That's hurting y'all. Cause for hunt parties, we are looking at that individual with the lowest amount of points. So even though y'all have 4, you're team would be going in with 0 if y'all added me.
Got it.
So that's, and you have the ability to change your hunt party members, you know, year to year. It's just crucial everyone in your party has the same amount of points.
So explaining that for a minute, when you put in for the waterfowl hunt, you put in through the license system, you put in for lottery hunts when it's open, typically September through October. Around the 14th or 15th in October.
October 15th.
And you, mm-hmm. Yep, you put in, and if you have 0 points, you put in, you can put in, just say, I want to apply for points this year. And you put your party in, you go ahead and start your group out the first year. If you've never put in before, it's the best thing to do. The first 2 mm-hmm. to 3 years, I would say the best thing to do is just put in for points for 3 years for sure.
You know, especially if you're wanting to go to a property that's, you know, very popular, those sites, of course, take a little more time, you know, wait time than your less popular sites.
And I want to point this out too.
It'll be worth the wait.
Yep. Back in the day, we had 3,000 people. Now you say we have 6,000 people. When it was 3,000 people, when you got to 3 points, you pretty much would get drawn. You knew that year you would get drawn. To have mm-hmm. 3 points means you didn't get drawn for 3 years. So it was your 4th year putting in at $20 a year that you would get drawn, and you'd have about $80 in the deal at that point in time, but you would get drawn for a really nice area with 3 points. Now, with as many, twice the number of people putting in, and I do know this, and Emily knows this, our department has really worked hard, and our waterfowl areas have maximized every opportunity to have spots for somebody that they can. More than we ever have in the past. So there's a lot of, they've opened up a lot of opportunities for hunts on the days they hunt to take as many people as they possibly can, but to allow everyone to also have a safe, but an also enjoyable and quality experience. So with that said, we've doubled the number of people putting in. It now takes you 5 years probably before you get drawn with a group. If you're really selective, just being honest, you're going to have 4 mm-hmm. points going in. And even then, there are people this year, just as last year, that have 4 points that didn't get drawn. And there's reasons why they may not get drawn. And they call Emily and go, why didn't I get drawn? I have 4 points. I thought this was my year. Emily, talk us through that for a minute. It's sure. about selectivity. Go ahead.
Sure. So first thing, you can never put guarantee and lottery in the same sentence. Like you said, people think once I got 3-4 points, I'm guaranteed to hunt. Not the case. So like based on this year, we did have a property, one of our very popular, you know, Santee Coast Reserve. You had to have at least 4 points entering in, which is equivalent to a 5-year wait, for even an opportunity to be selected. With that being said though, I had a couple applications that went in with 4 points. They weren't picked. One reason is, you know, these hunts near the coast, they're taking you out on boats. They do have to abide by Coast Guard regulation stuff, so they can only take so many people on boats. So they're very, you know, restrictive on slots. So when it's going through the process and it's trying to fill the slots, you know, if we're a party of three, but it's trying to fill only two slots, of course, our application can't be picked because we would exceed the number of slots. So unfortunately, you know, even though you went in with 4 points, I mean, it's just doing the draw. And also before the draw, you know, the main factor is number of preference points, but each application is assigned a random number. That's when we get the randomness in the draw. So it's a random computerized drawing based on preference points. It looks at that, but going back to why you might not be picked, if an application, you're going in with 4 points and you pick two dates for a very popular site, I'll be honest, your chances probably are not too likely. You, like I said, we have 6,000 people applying, and you've only picked two dates. So we understand people are busy doing other hunts, going out of, you know, out of the state hunting and doing other lottery hunts, but the more selective you are, that's kind of hurting your chances of being picked.
That's true. So, and also the site selection. So if you pick like Murphy Island, where they've got to take you out in a boat, there's less hunters taken to Murphy Island when we hunt Murphy Island. It's one of our most popular areas because it's a lot of ducks and it's very remote, but the remoteness means that not as many people can hunt there. I know like the Cape, they may allow 16 people to hunt on the Cape. Well, depending on how many groups get selected, if you pick three groups of three or four groups of three, that's 12. You only have four spots left. And if you have, and if you're sitting with four spots left and it picks two people and there's only two spots left, mm-hmm. it's only going to be able to pick a two-person party. So there's lots of factors
that's
in
where
there.
A single or like a group of two, they kind of have a little advantage sometimes over a larger party. So
I will say this. There is a secret to all this, and I will let the secret out today on the radio. If you're wanting to get drawn and you're not worried about hunting with the group, your best chance is going as a single. And you may get drawn in 3 years. You may get drawn in 4 years. Probably not in two, but you may get drawn earlier and more often if you put in as a single. Because, again, there's certain spots that only a single could fit anyway.
And just looking at kind of around with the data this afternoon, you know, we do restrict you're able to select 20 choices on your application. You know, some actually will pick 20, some will pick just one or two, but based on the data, we had almost 150 hunters. They were selected for their 10th to 20th pick. So it's showing, you know, if you pick a lot more sites than one or two, you know, it's kind of helping your chances of getting drawn.
Right. So, you know, the more you sites you pick, the better off you are. And I'm just like everybody else. I've got my son and my daughter on my group, and I look at the dates that they're going to be home. My daughter will come home for Christmas maybe. And I look at the site times that she can hunt and what areas are available on those dates. That limits what I can put in mm-hmm. for if I want to have everybody in my party go. In the past, over the years, my son was on my party and he didn't go because he couldn't go the date we got selected. So there's lots of reasons why everybody wants to select the dates, and there's not a problem with that. But just wanted to give Emily a chance to talk about it because it is really a special opportunity in South Carolina. If you've never put in for the waterfowl draw, you need to do it. Even if it takes you 4 or 5 years to get in, it is a very good experience. Again, it's probably one of the best on the coast, hunting on the East Coast that you'll find, the Cape, Bear Island, Murphy Island, Cedar Island, all those areas. But we've got areas on the Midlands too. And Emily, talk about where are the other waterfowl areas throughout the state?
Sure. So I was trying to say how many cat, and we call our lottery areas Cat 1 properties. But kind of in the upstate, we have our Clemson and Beaver Dam WMA. So we host some hunts up there. The Midlands, we have Watery in Eastover, Broad River, and then most of kind of our Cat Ones, they are near the coast, Santee Coastal Reserve, Santee Delta East and West. We got Sandy Beach, and then we also host for some properties specifically just for youth, like our Bono Ferry is more for our youth waterfowl lottery.
Right. And that's I can tell you from experience, that is an awesome area to go to. And gives you a lot. I mean, it's a great opportunity for a young person. Used to be father-son type or father-daughter. It was a youth plus an adult, and we changed it just to youth. But it used to be an adult and a youth a long time ago, and that was a lot of fun too. But, you know, so waterfowl hunts are premium. A lot of interest in those. Folks across the state put in for those. Wait for that, you know, that fourth year, fifth year, where they can possibly get drawn. And there's a lot of energy in that and a lot of disappointment if you don't get drawn. But it does come, and when it does come, it's worth it. Emily, talk about what other lottery opportunities do we have for hunts outside of alligator? We talk about alligator on mm-hmm. other parts of the show, but what other lottery style hunts do we have?
So last year was our last turkey lottery hunt, so we no longer do turkey. So we host lottery hunts for four different species. We have our alligator, as you mentioned, a deer, quail, and waterfowl. So
what's our deer lottery hunts? Where are those located?
Across the state. Our deer, it's not complicated, but for our deer lottery, we actually have six different deer lotteries. Our most popular deer lottery is down at the Webb Center in Hampton County. We offer some rifle hunts down there. We provide lodging and, as you know, the best fried chicken in the South.
Absolutely.
That's why most people apply for that hunt, because it's just very catered. It's a great hunt.
It's a true plantation-style hunt experience.
Yes. You get to stay in the old plantation home, take you to the stand. Like I said, the best fried chicken. It's very catered, a wonderful experience. But just like our other, it takes a couple years. But the wait will be worth it.
Yep, it is a lot of fun. And then there's a couple of places you put in for a lottery that you get to, you get selected for days, and you can hunt on those days. And those are fun, too, and groups
Correct.
Can do that.
Unlike waterfowl, which you only have, you know, usually hunting ends at 11 a.m., most of our deer hunts, they're multiple day hunts. They're usually 2.5 days.
All right. And talk about the quail hunt for a minute, because that piqued my interest. I didn't even know we did a quail. What's our lottery quail hunt?
This is the second year we've added a new property. Typically, quail lottery's only been at Maxey WMA, but this year and last year we added Bob White Hills WMA. And they're adding a few more hills there. They're doing a lot of habitat work. They're really trying to get the whistle back. But I just handle a lot of the application. I can't take credit for all the hard work like Raleigh and Don Kaufman have done on MACB, but there's birds out in those property, wild birds. So,
well, that's a lot of fun. That's good. So, again, Emily, you do a lot of behind the scenes work with the lottery hunts, and I know you often don't get thanked for the hard work you do, and especially when people call in and they're not so happy. Sometimes you have to take those calls, and I know that gets tiring, but I want to thank you for everything you do. And before we go tonight, I want to talk about the other option on waterfowl hunts that we started in the last few years, with the option to go with the South Carolina Wildlife Partnership, how that actually works in partnership mm-hmm. with them.
Sure. You want me to talk about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yes, you go ahead. So, I'm going to let you talk. I know you're used to me talking, but I'm going to let you talk.
I'm sure most people have applied during the application process. At the end of the application, you know, a little pop-up comes up, and it does talk about the South Carolina Wildlife Partnership. And it's asking if you want to opt in. There's no additional fee. It just wants to make sure we're able to give out your contact information to SCWP. And how it works, when we do our draw and you're not selected and you have opted in, we provide your information to SCWP, and they do their own kind of second chance drawing, and they host hunts on private lands. And if you're picked for one of their hunts, it does not affect your DNR points. There's no additional fees. You just have to have, of course, you know, the proper licenses and stuff. But we understand our wait times are a little bit longer, so this is just kind of more, you know, an extra incentive. You know, to get out there in the woods. So,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, so before we go again, I want to review kind of a little bit tutorial on lottery hunts, particularly waterfowl hunts. For those that may be asking, you know, I kind of want to learn about this. Again, great opportunity. How the lottery hunt works. You go in on the Go Outdoors FC webpage or on your phone, and when the lottery hunts are open, you click on the lottery hunts icon inside that licensing system, and once you log in, and that enables you to put in for whatever lottery hunts are available at that time. They'll pop up, and you can put in for those hunts. On the waterfowl side, the clues that we're giving you tonight, a couple of keys to understand is, first of all, first couple of years, 1, 2, and 3, might be best just to put in for points. Unless you're applying as a single person, you might get a chance that third year. But most of the time, take your time, gain your points. Remember, like Emily said, make sure that everybody in your party has the same number of points. If you bring somebody in after 3 years of gathering points and they have 0 points, your party number goes to 0. So you want to make sure everybody in your party has been putting in and has the same number of points if you want to get drawn together in the time that you've put in for it. So again, put in for those points. Around that fourth or fifth year, you can start putting in for the draw hunt to put in for dates. As many dates as you can is the best option. I know a lot of us have places we want to go. Put those at the top. Again, like Emily said, you can put in for 20 places. Pick the ones you want first, but pick a bunch more so you have some options to go hunting somewhere. Because I can tell you, the Cape, the Murphy Island, those were all great hunts last year. I will give those reports again this year. Listen to what the birds are in those areas, because you can learn next year where you need to put in for if you want to go on one of our waterfowl lottery hunts in the future. Emily, any closing thoughts tonight before we let you go?
I'm always a phone call away. I'm here to help. If people always have questions, I know a lot of word on the street gets twisted, but you can give out my phone number. I'm just a phone call away. I can always help with application, answer questions. So I'm here to help.
Well, Emily, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Phil, that's going to wrap up our talk on lottery hunts tonight. But again, this week, good cold weather. If you're going to deer hunt, this is a good time to go the next few days. Next few mornings going to be really cool. Might catch a buck slipping through there.
Major, I would say that Emily is a coordinator we can all like.
Absolutely. She holds the keys to the kingdom.
I think I broke a lot of people's hearts, but...
Well,
in 2 years, I'll get more people to like me.
We thank you. We really appreciate it. Major, great job. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you. Same here. Major Billy Downer, that is tonight's edition of SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources right here on Sports Talk.